Hello, my name is Markana Abozari, and this is Martin Luther King Day 2020. Since 2001, we have great hate against Muslims among Americans. Americans and people of the Europe hate Muslims, not all of them, but many of them. Or they don't like Muslims. This hate has grown and grown and grown and became to a dangerous level. But now it's steady. But the hate against Muslims must subside and people must like each other, because Muslims like Americans, but Americans don't like Muslim people. Islamophobia is one of the greatest problems we have right now in America and Europe. We have rise of populists and far-right and anti-migrants in Europe. This rise of populists and far-right in Europe, in long run, will lead to greater hate against Muslims in Europe, which may cause another genocide of Muslims in Europe and killing of them. Hate against Muslims in country called Myanmar has led to death of 20 million Muslim people. Now, news organizations report that 10,000 people died and 700,000 people escaped. But like 20 million people were living there, and they're all killed. And only 600,000 Rohingya Muslims from Rakhine State, Myanmar, have escaped to Bangladesh. Remember, the name of Myanmar used to be Burma, and when it was called Burma, they had already once killed the Muslims in that country, and there was already genocide of Muslims in Myanmar, or back then called Burma, in that country. But they repeated it, and they have killed 20 million Muslims this time in Myanmar. Now we get to the bigger issue we have on our hands. We had, you know, people in America not liking black people, now they don't like Muslim people. They imprisoned a generation of black peoples in America and stuff like that. And they were really bad, but there was a bigger issue, and there is still a bigger issue we have in America and in the rest of the world, and it's called mind control. Now, some people may assume mind control is not real, but mind control is very real. And all the population of the earth is mind controlled. See, mind control happens by sending magnetic and electromagnetic waves to brain of peoples. When you send magnetic waves to my brain or to brain of anybody, you can simulate thoughts, feelings, emotions, behaviors, body movements, and sensations. You simply recreate a natural process in our brain, which happens due to nerve activity of our brain and central nervous system. But you do so by sending magnetic waves. Magnetic waves, when they hit a conductive matter, they become electric charge and they become voltage. And as you know or may not know, our brain nerve cells and central nervous system is conductive matter and works by electric activity in nerve cells. For example, when a nerve cell works, it sends electric signal down the neural pathway and it causes thought processes, feeling, or emotion. You can recreate these feelings, these thoughts, or these emotions by sending magnetic waves to brain of people. And it happens to everybody on the planet Earth. Now let's talk about how they do it. They don't do it like one person sitting behind the computer and mind controlling another person, like one person on one-on-one. It happens by supercomputers. A supercomputer mass mind controls 10,000 people, a million people at once without human help. Now humans have developed the supercomputer and the software. And the software and AI they have developed for mass mind control auto-generates thoughts, emotions, feelings, actions, and works, and even walkings for every single member of the society on its own. For example, it generates the movements of everybody who goes to work on the Monday morning, the thoughts they will have on their path, and the feelings they will have. And they feel, think, act, work, walk, and drive according to files, thought processes, and actions generated by mind control AI. Now, every person has his own parameters. For example, one person should have a specific feelings, has a specific memories, has a specific goals, and based on these parameters, the mind control AI generates the thought processes and actions for the given person. The AI of mass mind control also achieves certain goals. For example, building a building on a given time by mass mind controlling peoples, or building factories, or building different works, or having people hang out with each other and leave a party at a specific time. AI of mass mind control is very strong and is very, very, very time dependent and is very precise. Mind control is old. Some people think mind control has started since World War II or even later. But mind control is 2,000 years old. Back then it wasn't on such a large scale and it was only for kings and important peoples. But over time, it started to include everyone. And now we have two worlds, the people who do the mind control and the people who are mind controlled. Now we are all mind controlled, even people who do mind control themselves, because mind controlling themselves helps them to be more productive and more precise when they are mind controlling us. But we must be free. We must have freedom of choice. We must live our own life, deciding for ourselves, thinking for ourselves, you know, and choosing our own path. Mind control doesn't allow us to do so. And even if we fight it, they either torture us or we cannot escape it because we will not know even if we thought it ourselves or it was the induced thought. It is sad, and we are all mass mind-controlled. Again, it's Martin Luther King Day, and we must do something about the mind control of our humanity. One person cannot do anything. Two people cannot do anything. But if we all come together and use the help of federal government of the United States of America and other countries and other people, we may be able to reduce the mind control. We cannot stop it. We cannot end it. Because even if we kill the mind controllers, there will be others who will mind control us. There is competition between those who mind control people of the world. And if some of them die, there are others who will replace them. And we cannot end the mind control altogether. But, if we all come together, we can reduce the number of people mind controlled. And there are ways to protect ourselves from the mind control. To prevent the mind control, you must live inside a Faraday cage. Faraday cage prevents magnetic and electromagnetic waves from reaching you. Thus, you build the walls of your house from copper or any other conductive matter which is conductive enough and thick enough to discharge the electric charge. You must earth it, meaning a thick wire must go 5 or even further underground, connected to a sheet of copper, discharging the electric charge accumulated on the walls of Faraday cage. Now, there are technical difficulties and things we can do to improve our Faraday cage. For example, we can make it from rough surfaces. Because when you make it from a flat surface, it can be redirected at the brain of your brain to mind control you. But when you make it rough surface, it make a distorted magnetic and electromagnetic wave crossing the Faraday cage. And we must build it from two layers of rough surfaces distant from each other, and each separately earthed. But again, it makes it very difficult and very hard for people to do it for themselves, but it's the best way to do it, as far as I know. So Faraday cage protects us when we are inside the house. But what we do when we need to leave the house? Then we will be mind controlled when we leave the house. How do we protect ourselves? Okay, then we need helmets. Helmets from copper. Or we can have silver wigs. If you remember, Founding Father had white hairs. But they were not actually white hairs. They were hairs made of silver. And conductive silver will also, as a wig, will protect you from mind control. Or copper helmets. Or different. We can even... They say they anointed the Messiah and placed an oil on the head of the Messiah. So we can even protect ourselves by placing a hydrogel conductive enough to protect our brain from electromagnetic and magnetic waves. These are some of the ways I know to protect our brain from mind control when we leave the house. But again, there are other technical things. For example, when they get saturated. For example, think if you have a silver wig or if you have a copper helmet and they are radiating magnetic and electromagnetic waves to your head, which will hit this copper helmet, the copper helmet will become saturated by electric charge. Then they start re-radiating the magnetic charge, and then you will be mind-controlled even if you have the helmet. So how do you prevent yourself from being mind-controlled? You earth it, but you cannot earth it if you're walking. So you can place things that expend this electric charge as you go. For example, little lamps or something that radiates again the electromagnetic and magnetic waves radiated at the silver wig or the copper helmet you have on your head. This Martin Luther King in 2020, I must remind, there is a great hate in the land against Muslim people, and they are killing Muslim people in Middle East and in Southeast Asia and also in Africa on an industrial scale. And also, there's a great hate rising against Muslim people in Europe. And we must protect the Muslim people. The Islamophobia must end, and there must be a love for Muslim people in the heart of the people of the world. Yet we have the great problem of mind control. We are all mind controlled, and we cannot escape. We don't have liberty, we don't have freedom. And it is Martin Luther King Day 2020. May God help us one day we be all free and liberated, being able to think, decide, and act for ourselves. My name is Malkane Abuzari, and I am from Iran. Take care, everyone.